Episode 1511, What is the Pulse of Your Words?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. You are looking mighty fine. It is Friday. So get that happy hat on. Oh, yes, it is. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. It's time to be real and raw. Let's dive in. What is the pulse of your words? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, words can heal. Words can cut like a knife. What is the pulse of your words? Love, hate, compassionate, angry, encouraging, disappointing, nurturing, combative. What is the pulse of your words? Like any parent, we want only the best for our children. But what we always want isn't what they always want. And as life discussions come and go, we never know the words that will be exchanged, the conversations to come. In the heated moments or the extreme calm, what is the pulse of your words? Words have power. Words have meaning. Words are seeds. Words are seeds that do more than blow around. They land in our hearts and not on the ground. Be careful what you plant. Be careful what you say. You might have to eat what you plant one day. What are you planting in your children? What are you planting in your family? Our words can be one of the scariest parts of our daily journey. They build up or they tear down. They stop us or they keep us going. They nurture or they neglect. What is the pulse of your words? There's no reason to add to destruction, to hurt and anger, to pain, suffering, loneliness, and disappointment. Obstacles will get in your way, but don't let the insensitivities, don't let the stress, the comparison, don't let the bullying and the selfishness rule your tongue. It's easy to fall into that trap. It's easy to what? Lower your standards. So instead of dropping to the standards below the heavens you are created from, rise up. Rise up and sow a seed of kindness. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Sow a seed of kindness. Every word that we speak, every word that is shared should be wrapped in kindness. No one gets to higher ground by stepping on others. But you've seen that happen, I'm sure. Maybe it's been done to you. No one gets to new ground by destroying others' crops. It's not fair, it's not right, yet it happens. Sow a seed of kindness. Number one, be an example and shine brightly wherever you go. In other words, stand out. Rise up. Be better than those that you even associate yourself with. You don't have to be like the others in the world that you touch. Now, that doesn't mean that you're all high and mighty. Understand that. We have those and you know those kind of people. No one's attracted to those kind of people. But when you love and have true compassion, you don't have to lower your standards to reach out to others. In fact, when I was growing up and much younger than I am now, many, many years younger than what I am now, I can specifically remember in high school and college, and I had a few close friends that would ask me, you know, Christiane, you have lots of friends, lots of diversity in your friendships. And of course, I had my select few, you know, my close friends that I had an incredible bond with, and I do to this day. However, then I had my friends that were more than acquaintances, but they weren't like my best friends. I probably wouldn't tell my deepest, darkest secrets to, but I still cared for them tremendously. And And I can remember some of my close friends would ask me, you know, your diversity in your friends are pretty wide. You have some that are like, kind of like you, same morals, ethics, whatever. And then they said, but then you have those that we question. They have a mouth like a dirty truck driver. And I said, and? And they just looked at me like, oh my gosh, yes, like they were judging me. And I said, you know, just because they speak in four-letter words or five, or they have a gruff tone to their voice, doesn't mean that I can't love them where they're at. Doesn't mean that I can't have a conversation, but I don't have to drop to their level of standards when it comes to talking and how I utilize my words. Be an example and shine brightly wherever you go. I gotta tell you, it's hard to do. Because why? We want to be kind of part of the crowd. We want to be in the in. We don't like being on the out. And sometimes that takes some extra confidence, some faith within ourself, knowing that we can do this. We can stand apart, yet not be all high and mighty about it, but being very humble. So be an example. Number two, be kind and set new standards. You see, when you have standards set at a certain level, if you have a level of excellence, you want people to rise up. It's not that you're judging them. You're saying, I want the best of what you can give me, whatever that is. For my children, I do my darndest. I really do. Not to compare them. And at times, it's hard. I have two girls and three boys. None of which any of them are alike. And you're like, well, duh. They're not twins. So they all have their own personality, their own coolness about themselves. Yes. But as parents, we got to be real, right? It's confession day. It's easy for us to compare. But that's one thing I did not want to do with my children. And my husband and I have been on the same page with that. What we want is for each individual child of ours to be the best that they are capable of being. We don't want older sis to be better than her younger sis or vice versa. We don't want the younger boy to be like his older brother. We want them to stand on their own. And so in our parenting style, it's all about setting standards, new standards. I can't say that every parent thinks that way because people always say, well, you got a favorite teacher, you got a favorite parent. And when a child has a favorite parent, then the parent has a favorite child. And I didn't ever want to mother that way. That was never my intention from the very beginning. And so my husband and I worked specifically in this area going, we're not going to do this to our children. We're not going to pre-label them. We're not going to prejudge them. We're going to give them the best that we can, and we're going to allow them to succeed in their own right, in their own talents, in their own gifts. We're going to let them fall when they fall, but we will be there and love them where they're at. We will support them. It's all unconditional love, but it's those set of new standards. Sometimes you have to stick out like a sore thumb and be a leader and not a follower when it comes to sowing a seed of kindness. It's hard to do. You'll be questioned. And at times you'll be like, gosh, I just don't fit in. Sometimes not fitting in is the best recipe ever. So be kind and set new standards. Number three, be rare and build new ground. When I think about a diamond, it's not really pretty, is it, when it's found in the dust and the dirt? It's just an old, dirty rock. But it's rare, isn't it? You find it and you begin to brush it off and you're like, ooh, wait, but I see there's something different here. There's a slight shimmer or a sparkle. Something is different about how this rock has been formed. And you begin to look at it. Begin to clean it up, dust it off, polish it. And what shines through is something very rare, a diamond. We tend to lead our lives just like everybody else does, or what we know to be normal. You don't have to be normal. God wants you to be you. Be rare and build new ground. Sow a seed of kindness. Find a way to stick out a little bit in a positive, humble, lovely way. Trina McNeely wrote a book, La La Lovely. I just love that. It's not La La Land, but it's La La Lovely. And it is a great book. If you haven't read it, also you can listen to her episode, our interview together. It really is an incredible book. I believe her episode is episode 1202, I believe. I might be off by one. But when I think about La La Lovely, when I think about La La Beautiful, La La as in something extraordinary, out of the ordinary, but it's yours, it's rare, and it makes you, you. God has blessed you with an absolutely precious gift or gifts, and those are your children. Whether they're blood or adopted or you're mentoring them or they're your grandchildren, it doesn't matter how you're connected to them. They're your children. They're gifts that have been given to you. If you're a Sunday school teacher, you have children that have been gifted to you to watch out for. If you're a mom, you know you have gifts that have been given to you. We have to be willing to build new ground for them. That means us as parents, us as mentors, as leaders, we have to be willing to step out and not hold back. If we improve our world by the words of the heart, imagine what the world can become. Sow a seed of kindness. Break new ground. Be an influencer. Impact not just for a moment, but for a lifetime. What is the pulse of your words? Now, if you're not sure and you're going, I really don't know what the pulse of my words are. Hadn't thought about it that way. Well, think about the word heart. What word is wrapped up in the word heart? There's actually two. The ear to hear the heart. Did you get that? The ear to hear the heart. Words have power. So if you're wondering, I don't know what the pulse is. I don't know what the beat is when it comes to my words. You see, I know for me, my words used to be very harsh. They were great to friends. Anybody outside of the family, you'd never know. But man, if I had a long day with the 5 kids and homeschooling them, if I was at church and working with over 100 kids with praise kids and doing rehearsals and there for 5, 6, 7 hours straight, I'd come home and guess what? My husband got the lash of the tongue. The pulse of my words was rage, anger, madness. Did he deserve that? No. It's just that I had to tame the tongue for everyone else, but for him, oh, he should love me regardless, so I'm just going to let it all hang out. That's not how we love those closest to us, even a stranger. So if you're not sure what the pulse of your words are, I want you to reread the last few texts from 3 recent people. Now for me, that would include my husband. He's usually always in the top 3, unless if the 5 little ones decide to come in and then yes, they can disrupt the whole thing. If they're all wanting to talk to mom, and sometimes it happens, I get like all 5 of them and he bumps down to like number 6 or 7. I just have to laugh. Most of the time he's in the top 3. So look at what your partner, what you said last in the last text message to him. Look at maybe like for me, it would be a close friend or my mom, or it might be a child, and then it might be a coaching client. Look at those texts and see what is the pulse of my words? What is the underlying tone? What is the main theme of my conversation? See what you think about it.
Ask those tough questions.
Be willing to be the ear to hear the heart. What is the pulse of your words? If you notice you have issues with the pulse of your words, you're not alone. It happens. I just shared with you my anger and frustration, my lash of my own tongue. And I have to be very careful with the words that I use. And I know this about me. So if I'm crabby, I'm like, okay, red flag here. Watch out. Watch what you say. Or maybe I need to put myself in more timeouts because I know that I might be in a situation where I'm just going to let it all hang out. And that's not good. And you can't claim that, you know, I'm getting older, or I've had a long day. No, those are excuses. We're not here to have our excuses rule our day. No, we're here to what? To create our now. That's what we're looking at. So look at the pulse of your words. Now, sometimes it's hard to know what our pulse is. Sometimes it's hard to hear ourselves. What is our heart really saying? The ear to hear our heart. We have a hard time listening to ourselves. So if you're going, I have no idea, Christiane, I've read my text. I don't know. I think it sounds great. But maybe you're not being perceived the way you think you sound. It's very possible. I know for me, that's a fact. And I had to address those issues. And so if you're one who's saying, that's me, and I want to nip it in the bud right now before it gets uncontrollable, then I want you to do yourself an incredible favor. And I want you to have a conversation with me. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. Action ignites motivation. It's time that you lend an ear to hear what your heart is saying. What are the pulse of your words? That will begin our conversation. When you click on that link, I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. I cannot wait to hear from you. You're not alone when you think you don't have all the answers. And you know what? You're doing the best you can. So number one, I don't want you to think that if you have a mouth on you that you can't change, number one. Number two, you can change, but you have to be willing to take steps to do so. And number three, honestly, if we were all sitting in a room together, with absolutely no fear whatsoever that anything could come of us negative-wise, we all would admit, all of us, that we have a tongue that lashes out. And a lot of times we let our tongue rule our day. What is the pulse of your words? Sow a seed of kindness today. It goes a very, very long way. Create your now with the pulse of your words. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have a beautiful weekend. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.